now we have drugs that are unique, that are not just chemotherapy, but they have different mechanisms of action. There should be synergism, and a lot of excitement exists relative to now being able to talk about sequencing these drugs, actually putting them together and really slowing down and putting the brakes on this disease process and, you know, with the hope maybe we can convert it into a chronic disease. I think we've got some parallels in other cancers where monotherapy has been okay, but it hasn't made the big impact. And so now we've got drugs where you can think about putting bone protective agents together, agents that affect testosterone, chemotherapy, specific radiopharmaceuticals to make a to make a difference. And that's, you know, it's an exciting time. It really is. That has kind of sprung forward in the last year and a half.